systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is a Wednesday, April 27, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 487, the Wednesday Night Show. Welcome, everybody. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, thejambal.com/live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. And you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Was your vacation?
Oh, it was lovely.
Was it awesome?
Awesome.
Relaxing, nice, quiet time. To yourself.
Fucking beautiful.
Up at your parents' house?
Yep.
So what were you doing? What you just get away from it, go visit them for a few days?
Just hanging out.
How's your mom?
She's alive.
How's your dad?
He's good.
Also alive?
Yeah.
Good.
Doing pretty good, I guess. They're still mom and dad.
Good.
I don't know. Yeah, that's about it, I guess.
Well, Robbie filled your shoes. The chat tried to get him to show cock.
Yeah, you told me about that.
I don't believe he did, at least not when I was looking, so.
What?
There's that.
I heard Burger was the instigator of that.
A little bit, yeah.
Burger, are you gay?
Brings his sexual preference into question, but that's
fine.
Hey, we have gay listeners, too.
Yeah, but not Burger. Burger's all
not
about
ones,
tits.
But not ones we've met. Ugh.
Burger's all about boobs.
Out. He was in our house. Ugh.
Yeah.
Shit.
He's always asking for pictures of me naked. How is he gay? He's not gay.
Maybe.
Am I a man?
Is that just taking what you can get for the time being?
Maybe. Maybe he was just, you know, passing time with, you know, trying to get naked pics of me until he finally got Robbie's cock in the picture.
Is that your master plan?
Maybe.
It's kind of cold talking about him when he's not here.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. He saw him on cam and he's like,
hold on, no, I didn't say cool, I said cold. Huge difference.
Well, cool and cold are kind of, whatever.
Cool, awesome, cold, heartless, cunt. Big difference.
Well, he's the one who wanted Robbie to show his cock. I wouldn't even be talking about him if I hadn't have found that out.
Just to pass the time, he may have been going through with you what I went through with the food. Like, the whole time you were gone, I ate fucking Hot Pockets and cereal. And more,
I knew it. You know what? I knew
cereal.
It because that day I left,
more
I was like, I better cook
Hot
him
Pockets.
Something because he's not going to eat the entire time I'm gone.
I actually just bought Hot Pockets last night.
So what did I do before I left? I cooked you
pancakes.
I ate
your cereal. I ate the rest of your cereal, which I don't even like, but then the more I ate, I was like, damn, these are kind of good. Bought another box, whatever.
Which one?
The fuck are they called? The graham cracker ones. The big Cheerios with the little shit in the middle.
Oh,
what the fuck are those?
Those are good.
I don't even know what the fuck
they
are.
They're like,
I don't even know what the fuck I've been eating the last, like, 4 days. How long have you been gone for? I don't even know.
Since Saturday night.
Saturday night? Or was it? No, Sunday night.
No, it was Saturday, dude.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to work Saturday night.
How am I even alive still?
Yeah, that's why I cooked you pancakes before I left Saturday afternoon. I was like, because you asked me for something, and I was like, fuck, I don't know if there's enough to make it, but I bet there is, but I don't want to make it right now. So I told you there wasn't any in there. And then...
Which, from now on, I will never take your word for it again.
And then I got to thinking about it, and I'm like, I see you moping around like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, fuck, you know, I'm getting ready to leave for a couple of days. I better fucking make him something now, because I know he won't eat anything but crap the entire time
no,
I'm gone.
No, because Mike feeds me. Mike at Rap and Roll here in Kalispell, he feeds me locally in the morning. So I eat that in the morning. That gets me through all day. And then...
And then you're sitting here at home like, I want to gnaw my leg off.
The cereal... Like, going through, like, I could probably eat this. I could probably eat that. And then I look at the plant, at Roberta Plant, and I'm like, you eat bugs. Like, and
maybe
water.
Maybe I could eat bugs.
Maybe I'll just eat this cereal.
Maybe.
And water.
Did you try to feed the plant cereal?
No, but I did, dude. I fed the plant a fucking
A hornet? Hornet? Yeah.
A yellow jacket? And I was...
How'd you get that?
Very fucking carefully. You know, what movie were we watching before the show? The new Andromeda Strain.
Right,
the sci-fi
right.
Andromeda Strain?
Yeah.
I fed the plant like I was dealing with the Andromeda Strain, like full hazmat suit on.
Nah.
Like extra wrapping around the hands because I don't want to get stung.
What?
I saw its stinger though. Like it was pissed. It was like,
how'd you grab it, dude? Was it alive?
Okay, so we've been watching this movie, The Andromeda Strain.
Right.
How did they grab that shit? With a fucking robot in a box. That's how I did it.
How'd you get a robot in a box with a hornet inside the box?
I had an Armatron.
No, you did not.
I have an Armatron.
No, you don't.
And I set it out there, and I got 20D batteries.
Armatron means your penis. Did you hit the hornet with your penis?
Do you remember those Armatrons?
Would that hurt?
Do you know what it is? Do you know... Google image Armatron. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a toy. It's like, it's a tool, not a toy. This is a scientific device.
Same as the reference to your penis.
No.
It's a tool,
listen,
not a toy.
I'm being serious here. My dad got me one a long time ago. He found it in a repoed car he took one day.
Oh my God.
And
he's like, hey.
It's called the Armatron, and it's basically this short, small version of this cool scientific robot arm. And there's two little controllers, and you can twist them, and that opens and closes the claw and turns it, and then you can move the whole thing, like, up and down. So I got that out, set it there, and I went, and I grabbed the little bee, and then...
No, you didn't.
And I put it in the plant.
No, you didn't. How'd you really do it?
I fed Robert.
How'd you really do it?
Is that really female?
Yeah, if a plant sprouts fruit, it's a female.
I haven't seen any fruit, otherwise I
That's
may
That's what the cubs
have
are, you jackass. You don't
no,
even like fruit.
Those are its mouths.
Flowers. Flowering.
Mouths. Its name is Robert, and it has mouths.
I bet you the male version of that plant has pods rather than cups.
Really? Do they eat bugs, too?
I don't know.
That's what I thought. The plant doesn't put its dick in the cup, dude.
No.
It's its mouth, trust me.
I figured that the cup was its flower, so that way it's female, like a female marijuana plant flowers and a male marijuana plant seeds. They have pods that look like little fucking ball sacks.
That's weird. It's kind of the reverse, like in pot plants, like the male plant is worthless, but then like in humans, it's like the female that's...
Oh!
Huh?
Oh.
See what I did there?
No. You prick. Have you ever seen...
Cook food!
Have you ever...
That's not cereal or Hot Pockets.
Yeah,
what's for dinner tonight?
Just because you're being a dick?
Hot
nothing.
Pockets?
Cereal.
Hot
Cereal's pocket. For dinner.
Awesome.
No, but have you ever seen the fucking seed sack on a male weed plant?
Have you seen the seed sack on the male mat?
Yeah.
Check out the seed sack.
I have. But no, dude, seriously, it looks like a ball sack.
Dude, I swear to God, I thought Robert walked away. This plant that we got, I think,
what?
We talked about it the last couple, not last episode, because me and Robbie were here and we talked about
that.
Having sex with girls, but the episode before that,
hey,
when you
back
were
to
here,
that sex with girls, what
episode,
was that?
Robbie had a friend, right, Robbie? A friend
a
that,
friend?
He's going to hate me for this. He had a friend that had some relationship type questions. What did we call
and
it?
You're giving him your advice?
It was,
Jesus Christ.
Feast or famine. I
drop
believe
your pants in front of her. She doesn't suck it. Just fucking tell her to go to hell.
Just tap
good.
Her in the
fucking,
back of the head and guide her. She'll
just
want...
keep poking her in the back with your dick at 4 a.m. It's
no,
all right. If she doesn't roll over and
it
start
wasn't
doing
about
stuff,
that.
It's not meant to be.
It wasn't about that.
What was it about?
Apparently, girls that are younger, like his age, they're like all about the sex and all about blowjobs,
well,
I guess.
Well, because they just realize that they have a vagina, so.
Well.
They're like, oh, look, if I diddle the skittle here, I go, oh!
There's my demographic.
Yeah. Oh, great.
But no, he
cool.
had a he Fuck just yourself. had some questions that related to feast or famine. I'm not listen to it. I'm not even going to discuss that. Anyway,
wait,
you
no,
got
no,
this
no.
plant
Explain
for your
feast
birthday.
Or famine.
No, I'm not even going to.
This is bullshit.
You got this feast or famine. You got this plant for your birthday, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm charged with taking care of this after we go through my weird empathy problem. A couple episodes ago, and how I feel bad for toys when I was younger and plants nowadays. And so I'm like, where the fuck am I going to put this thing? The cat is ruthless. Like, the cat knows that if that plant is allowed to grow, it will eat the cat. I've said this. The cat
Pretty
knows.
Much.
The cat is preemptively striking the plant.
That plant
There's teeth marks all over the fucking plant.
The Andromeda strain.
It may be.
Okay? You just got to get really close to it, like inside the cup, and that's how it affects you.
I did read about how the bugs, like, I thought the lid closed, and that's how the bugs can't get out.
Yeah.
Inside those cups, the skin is like this waxy material.
Huh.
And as the bug moves to try and crawl up it, the waxy part falls away, and the bug can't climb up it.
Oh, whoa.
And then that movement triggers... It said there was some sort of water in the bottom of the cup, I guess, which
yeah.
I don't know. But they said that the movement triggers the water to become more active, and that's what digests the bug. So the more
like
the bug moves,
stomach,
right? The more the bug
stuff.
Moves, the more this reaction takes place. The more acidic, it's
so
not
did
acidic.
You tickle
it's
the inside
not
of the cup when you drop your dead bug in,
right? Yeah, yeah, kind of. Did. It was a live bug.
Huh.
But it's not acidic. It's not an acid or a base, but it's you know, it's an enzyme. That's what it's called, an enzyme,
oh,
and
okay.
it eats away. And the more that moves, the more it gets, I guess, shaken up and mixes with whatever that waxy substance is that's falling off, and it gets even more so, and it, you know, digests it.
Huh.
But
so you really defeated live bugs, huh?
Yeah, we're outside, me and Roberta, Roberta Plant, and there's this yellow jacket, like, flying around. And I'm like, oh, shit, it must be warm enough that the bees are out. I don't think anything of it, and I come back inside. And then I think I was going, was it Sunday? Yeah, it might have been Sunday. I was going to the poetry thing.
Okay.
I came in to grab, I went outside to grab the plant to bring him back in, her, Robert, Roberta Plant.
Whatever.
And Miss Plant. And I, like, grab it, and I start walking in. And all of a sudden, like, I see this yellow jacket on it, and I'm like, and, like, I totally, like, went and set it back down, and I was like, huh.
Just gonna chill, watch this.
Okay, so I...
You're probably scared out of your gourd.
I have to go, like, right now. Can we... I don't want to bring
up?
It in the house, because now there's
well,
a
no,
bee on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Apparently, when the longer these bugs walk around on the plant, they get all disoriented, and something happens to them. The yellow jacket couldn't fly anymore for some
oh,
reason.
Cool.
Because I finally
it is the Andromeda strain, dude.
I don't know, dude. It wasn't coagulating the blood,
but it was fucking it up.
Unless we're just seriously anemic and okay, but no, it like I'm waiting. I'm like, I have to fucking go.
Right.
I'm not gonna let this sit in the house. So I fucking flick the bee. I'm like, you'll get eaten later. And the bee goes, bleh, and it doesn't fly. And I'm like, well,
huh.
no shit. So I come in here and I get the fucking Armatron.
You
set
did,
it there.
What?
This thing is so cool. You got to Google image search. Armitron. It's so cool. I used to have one, and it was the simplest thing. You would just make it pick stuff up and move him and put stuff down. Like, that was all you did with it. But it was so cool.
So, how
because it was
did
a robot. That's what we had for robots in the 80s growing up. Thank you, Asimo.
Yeah, I never got a robot toy, so.
Yeah,
go
kind
yourself.
Of bullshit. Now what? You could probably hook those up to, like, a computer app on your phone and fucking control the little Armatron. That would be awesome.
You just thought of jerking off with a robot hand, didn't you? God damn it.
I just thought of one big enough to hold the fleshlight. Also
like
known
a
as.
Fleshlight insert piece.
Also known as a Hot Pocket. All right. But
oh
so I flicked the fucking yellow
did you
jacket.
You have sex with a Hot Pocket
no.
while I was gone?
No.
Dear God.
I didn't get the right kind. But I flick the thing and it's not flying. I'm like, cool, I come in here, grab a spatula, scoop it up, drop it into the bucket, into the drum.
Right.
And I'm like, all right. And I watch it for a minute and it like I'm watching it and it's
yeah.
I can see its stinger like coming out, like trying to sting the plant, I guess.
Oh my God.
Just like slowly slowing down its movement. Finally just kind of stuck in there.
It's like I give up
pretty much. And I'm like, all right, I think I can put it And so I come and I'm going to bring it in the house. I'm like, but what if the cat tips it over? Then I'm going to have this bee in the house.
Right.
Or what if I come home and the bee is not in there? Do I assume it got digested, or do I assume that no place in my house is safe now? I don't want to fucking deal with that. So I found a place out there. There's a Coke machine. You guys were here for the 404 show or the 250 show. You'll see our little Coke machine out there. I'm like, hey. That's fucking perfect. Right. So I set it on there.
Gets a little sun and everything.
Good spot. Good. Chills there for a day and a half, 2 days. I come home. Or no, I was home and I went out to smoke and it was gone. And I'm like,
Dana's going to kill me.
No, I'm like, where the Roberta?
Where's my plant?
Where I'm like, did it eat the bee and sprout legs and walk away? Like, I don't understand.
It grew wings. It adapted to its
and
DNA.
It was Wednesday. It was yesterday because Robbie was here and he's like, dude.
Today's Wednesday.
Monday, sorry. Just when Robbie was here. Thank you. And so, yeah, I was just like, where the fuck did the plant go? And, you know, I'm the neighbor over here, you know, with the dog you guys know about, who may be listening now. He has a computer, so
High five.
Neighbor. I'm like looking in his window, like
a creeper, dude.
Robbie's like, dude, there's some plants in there. I'm like, oh yeah, he has plants. So I'm on the picnic table, like kind of leaning over, like,
oh my god, dude.
I don't see it.
Catch you jerking it or something.
He doesn't jerk off. Come on.
Hey, whatever.
It's
dude.
A very distinctive plant. Like you know it when you see it.
Yeah.
Not there.
It's
I'm like,
not
where
a normal
the
plant.
Fuck could it have gone? I'm getting kind of like not mad, but like.
Aggravated, like, where the hell did it go?
Like, did my plant get kidnapped? I don't get it. I don't understand what happened.
So
maybe someone on the internet was like, dude, Robert Plant's over there. Like, no, dude, I named my plant Robert. Shut up. And they like held it ransom. But finally, this neighbor is like, go ask the downstairs neighbor, our buddy. And I finally go down there and I'm like, hey, did you take a plant from upstairs on the Coke machine? He's like, oh, yeah, I took it. I didn't know whose it was, so I just took it. I'm like,
So you just take that.
It was
kind
of Dana's birthday present, and I need it back because I'm supposed to have not killed it by the time she gets back.
Did you really say that?
And he gives it back to me, and the big drum is ripped off of it. I don't know what the fuck happened. There looked like there was another drum, like you said, on the other side, ripped off of it. So now, and the big one was where the bee was at.
He probably took it off because he thought it was fucking being poisoned by the bee or something.
He probably
shit.
Took it off because he thought it was a fruit. He probably tried to roll it up and smoke it. I don't know.
Jesus, dude.
Not fucking happy about
that
it.
That really
though.
Pisses me off. Like, that cup was really cool.
It was really cool. And we fed it that fly that we were watching. We watched, dude. This plant outside is like fucking Animal Planet.
I know. You just sit there. Whoa.
You set it out there and like bugs are just like, ooh, what's that? Bugs and the cat are like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And there was a fly on it and we've never seen this thing eat like a bug. So we're like, what's it going to do? I'm waiting for like the tendril to come out and like grab the fly and like, thank you. What? Robert. Play me a song.
I don't understand.
Play me a little Stairway,
you know?
Robert.
I don't understand why you would tear the cup off. Like,
I know.
And he didn't even cut it off. Because
if anything, I'm thinking the way, if you looked at it and saw the cups, it reminds me most of a Venus flytrap because the cups have those little teeth on it, kind of. Yeah. Except that they don't close like that. They're just along this drum and their teeth sticking out, kind of.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you would think, why you would rip that off and like cook it, maybe. I don't know.
I have no idea, dude. And
I
if
don't
there's
think
a
he
fucking
knew.
Bug in it?
And but what blows my mind is that there are dead cups on there that
yeah,
probably
and he didn't
need
rip
to come
off the dead cup.
At all. Not one.
Just the live one.
The big, cool, healthy looking one. Ripped
he
it.
He probably
right off.
Took it because he thought it was cool and he knew someone would ask for it back.
What, the cup?
Yeah.
Hey, can I have my dead plant's mouth back, please? Like, what?
No, he probably took it because he thought it was the fruit of the plant. And he's like, oh, this is cool. I want to keep this. And just in case.
And you can have the plant back.
Right.
Robert, right.
Fucking asshole, dude. That really pisses me off. Dude, I get home and my fucking plant's destroyed.
And it wasn't my bad. I was actually feeding that fucker.
I'm going to go down there and punch him in the face.
You should. And then we'll rob him.
Don't rip up my plant.
I don't know what that does, though. Like, it's not bleeding or anything. But
it's
now,
probably crying on the inside.
I'm crying on the inside. I feel
look at
it's
it. It's
pain.
Fucking crying.
I've been crying with it. Trust
you
me.
Just, it just ripped off its fucking face.
It cries
face.
Through me. Okay.
Dude, our neighbor ripped off Roberta's face.
I know.
Right?
I'm not happy about that.
It's not happy about that either, dude.
But there is one little drum left. And so I found a bug outside yesterday, and I got it in a cup and slid it down in there. And
you're like, here you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
You like rang a bell.
I hope it's okay. It's a cool plant. The leaves are full of fucking teeth marks from the cat, and the drums are ripped off from our fucking neighbor downstairs. So
God, I don't want to tell the if guy that who thing gave survives, that to me about that.
Dude, if that thing survives, wow.
It's a trooper.
It is a fucking Koopa Troopa, for sure.
Dude.
So,
I leave for a couple days, and this and is you what fucking happens. My boyfriend drops 10 pounds because all he eats is Hot Pockets and fucking cereal. He learns how to jerk off with an animatronic arm, and he fucking kills my goddamn plant, or lets the neighbor kill it.
Woo! Took it for ransom. Not my bad. I did get it back, though.
And also grows out a very nice Mexi stash.
Do you like that?
It's I liked it when it was trimmed up and nice. Now it's kind of looking shaggy Mexican
what?
Down the street.
How do you
I
figure?
Have burritos and I can fix your tire.
No, I don't fix cars. I'll steal them, but
no,
I
didn't say cars.
Them.
I said tire. I don't know anything about an engine, but I can fucking plug your tire with the screwdriver and a
awesome.
Fucking plug you get from Walmart.
Hey.
And I'm going to charge you $20 for it.
This is nice. It's shaped.
No, I like the mustache, a little flavor saver, and the goatee, okay? But the rest of the shag shit, and
oh,
you
this?
Need to trim the stash so the hair doesn't curl into your fucking mouth.
No, I like that.
I hate that.
Keeps my lips warm.
Oh my God, do you do this? Like,
no,
like,
I don't.
Suck on your hair?
I do this, though. And it smells weird sometimes.
What? Dude!
I can tell when I haven't showered in a while, because I go like this.
Your pubes on your face stink?
Yeah,
you smell like your dick.
It's what my brother keeps saying. He's like, dude, they look like pubes. I'm like, I know.
They don't.
It's dad's fault.
I like them. Just not
whatever.
That scraggly. I liked it when you first did it. It looked really good when you first did it. In the
I'm thinking of
days.
Shaving it and getting electrolysis and then getting it actually tattooed on. But getting it tattooed.
You're going to look like one
this.
Of those cartoon Mexican, the homies.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's what I want.
No. No.
I'm going to Milwaukee with wife beater and my other beanie pulled over my eyes, and we're gonna fucking roll in there and just shoot the fucking place up.
Oh my God, dude. At least you have good aim. I know that.
Or so. Shoot up in the place. I don't remember. One of those two. It's going down July 20th through the 25th.
I vote for the
it's
first
be
one
us?
And then the second one in that order.
It's gonna be Am I Bugging You? It's gonna be Spork Roast, maybe a couple other guests. We'll see what happens. It's gonna be a good time, though. We're gonna make a trip to Chicago. And then there's going to be that super multi-podcast meetup party live show. I don't think that's ever been done, and the more I think about it and the more I listen to Am I Bugging You and to Spork Roast, like, the more I'm trying to imagine how all of us being hosts of shows is going to work together to
right.
produce one show.
We're all
going to
be like, talking over each other, just running because you're so used to leading it in the beginning. So, I mean,
we're going to get there and get off the plane, and immediately I will establish the fucking pecking order. Alpha, male, this guy.
He's going to walk off the plane with your pants down like,
and just
I'm the alpha.
All over Mike, Eddie, Nicole.
This is mine. This is mine.
Red
this
Fox.
Is mine.
Like, has anyone not been peed on? Okay, I am the alpha now. You are my bitches.
Dude.
No, this is going to be a good time, though. We're all just going to get
I'm
fucking
pretty good
wasted.
At it because I've been your co-host, so I know how to play the double dutch
well,
and
if
jump
they were
in and
good.
Out. But I don't know how a bunch of hosts together. It's going to be a big, giant fucking train wreck.
I'm
dude.
Almost thinking,
wee-wee!
Is that why no one does this?
Probably.
It seemed like such a cool idea. And I'm
have
like,
you heard back from a...
No, not yet.
No, damn. Really hoping about that.
Yeah,
looking
be
forward
cool.
to it, man.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I have good ideas sometimes. You never know.
Sometimes.
I have a little, you know...
But I'm just hoping that everyone is listening to everyone else's show so they know that when I'm talking, that's it. And then they can fill in the
I'm going to be the
rest.
Asshole. I'll be like, I don't
know. I'm just going to do that all day, the whole show. Matt, what do you think?
I hate you when you do that so bad.
Macchiato One says, I listened to some old episodes and Danny used to always talk over Brayden.
It's because he was a shy little bitch.
Whoa. It's because she was marking her territory.
That's right.
As
I was going,
beta.
This is mine. This is mine.
The beta male over here.
Sorry. So, you know, towards the end, Brayden kind of just didn't have the umph to really.
He just didn't care enough about it to want to try to.
So I would step in and go, here, let me knock you the fuck over and I'll do this. Go away.
Well, and that's not exactly
no,
how
it's
it
not
happened,
really.
But,
I peed on him and he didn't like it and he left.
Well,
that's what happened.
It's kind of more to the truth, but okay.
I ate too much asparagus. It stunk. Stings.
Did you know? So that's that. We're going to be there. TheJamel.com/forums. There's a post in there under meetups and parties and shit. For that, that's the visitor show.
Burger
and
says
the
Danny
show.
So wears the pants.
She thinks.
These pantalones.
Just because
right here.
Danny has a sleazy cooking job doesn't mean she wears the pants.
Yeah, you're still pretty Mexican. That vouches for
that's
something, right?
I wear the suspenders and the wife beater. That's absolutely right.
You go and fucking slave your ass away for nothing. Wait, that's me. Fuck. All right, go ahead.
Okay, keep talking.
Damn it. Maybe I'm Mexican.
Maybe you pay the server
God
bill this
damn
month.
It.
Maybe I'm. Maybe I'm the nigger this whole time. Fuck.
Fuck. Is black really white? I don't understand. Do I have pubes on my face now? I'm so confused.
TheJamHole.com/forums. Yeah, July 21st through the 25th or whatever. We're gonna be there. So
fucking A.
And then back here for the home team advantage. Is that what we call it? August 13th, Saturday, live show. Third annual. That whole week, August 8th through the 13th, we're doing some white water rafting, some rustic camping, probably some bowling. I need to, again, assert my dominance on the 10 frame, if you know what I mean.
You bastard.
Over the line!
I don't know how you're good at bowling when you never do it.
Because I played baseball from the time I was in preschool till the time I was like 14 or 15.
I wonder if you're good at tennis.
Yeah, dad played tennis too and taught us that. But baseball
can
was like our thing.
Can we play tennis this year instead of Falf?
No.
Or maybe Falf, just both?
Because the only reason Falf is so amazing is because it's the closest thing we can get to playing Tron with the disc.
Oh my god!
Okay, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm fucking saying. Oh the only reason that game appeals to me so fucking much.
I was
going to
say, I'm like, how does that appeal to you throwing a fucking disc?
Exactly. It's a cross between fucking Tron
and being
a fucking ninja and throwing ninja stars. That's all that game is. And then getting weeded as fuck.
Oh my
god,
dude. No, seriously.
So, Falf tournament, bowling.
Can we play tennis?
I can.
Dude, because I still have a racket in my car.
Ping pong. I play ping pong a lot better than
tennis,
though.
I'm good at ping pong, but I don't like it. But I will kick your fucking ass at tennis, dude.
But yeah, anything that involves like throwing a ball at stuff and like keeping it in a good area, like I can do pretty
from
well.
From across four different tennis courts, I knocked a guy in the fucking nuts and it threw him back 4 feet on his ass.
When we were at the Cannabis Expo in Missoula, they were having the tennis tournament there.
Really?
I forget if I talked about this or not. But anyway, it was the females playing.
Yeah.
And I came out to smoke and I walk by and all I hear is like sex sounds. And I'm like, yeah. I sat there and
dude.
I was watching. I was like, wow.
Yeah,
and like every time
too.
She serves, you can see her. That's cool.
Yeah,
I see why people like watching tennis.
All right,
women's
I was
tennis.
On the USTA Championship League in Florida, and dude, everyone was required to wear those stupid like white skirts or whatever. I took a pair
stupid
of jeans.
Stupid or totally awesome and revealing.
I took a pair of jeans, cut them off into like, you know, Daisy Duke shorts, and bleached them white.
Huh.
And I still wore, I even fucking played
How
a
old
tournament.
Were you then?
I don't want to tell you.
Were you younger though?
Well, younger than I am now. What do you think?
Well, were you like 13 or were you like 18, 19?
No, I started training when I was probably 9.
Okay,
and I got on the USTA Championship League when I was about 14 all
okay,
the way until
so even
I was
at,
17.
Even
something.
At 14, you were just white trashing it up.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
There's a picture of me.
You're right, Burger. She does wear the pants.
Dude, there's a picture of me in a tournament out in Tampa somewhere, and I'm in those fucking white bleached shorts with Doc Martens on.
Wow.
and his fucking
about
tank
to go to
top
a punk show
with a fucking hat on, and I've got plugs in, and my hair is just like different colors, and I'm just. It was good. It was really good. I think I'm the only person that has literally skidded their entire face up playing tennis. Seriously? How do you fucking screw your face up playing tennis?
You get hit in the face with a tennis ball.
No.
Or John McEnroe doesn't like the call and comes and dusts your face in the fucking ground. That's how.
Somebody dropped the ball. Like, we were hitting it back and forth all the way to the end of the court.
Somebody dropped the ball? Nice.
But we were hitting it back and forth, you know, all the way at the ends of the court. So we were spread way the fuck out. And then she just popped it, went right over the net. And I was like, fuck! And I just ran and I dived. And I went down on my right side, skidded up my entire arm from my fucking elbow to my armpit.
Totally missed the ball.
Face. No, I hit it.
Oh.
She was so freaked out because she saw blood that she missed the shot and I won the game. So it was cool.
Wow.
I was like, boom!
Kind of cheating.
Got up, I got blood on me. I'm like, yeah! I'm like, Jets, is this tennis? I don't understand.
Or Nolly's Undead says, or the net is made of laser beams, Resident Evil style,
yeah,
sure, or
yeah.
Cube style, sure.
Yeah,
either movie.
That's a let, I mean, aw, oh, damn.
Let, game match. Yeah. All right.
Fuck.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'll play you tennis. I'll kill you.
Yeah, we'll be doing that here a whole week of fun and parties.
I'm quite more lazy now, though. So.
If you want to see what it's like, you can take a little glimpse into the jamhole.com/250. That was the first one ever, and the jamhole.com/404. There's pictures, there's a trailer, and then for $5, support the show, you can see the actual live show.
Woohoo!
So check it out. The pictures are cool, because the first year, 250, we had like... professional photographer come hang out with us. Fucking
was it Johnny,
Johnny
from Tucson? Dude, his camera was
and
shit.
And someone else was there that had a really nice camera too. I forget. But yeah, if you look at those pictures, like, they're really nice.
I don't remember.
And then the second one, like, that's what's cool about these live shows is that when people come, they take all the pictures.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I hate taking pictures,
I took, like, 5 pictures. I'm like, you guys got it covered, right? That's awesome. I'm not used to this. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't like taking pictures when it's of us. You know,
I always feel like an idiot because every time I see someone, like... even acting in the motion that they're going to be pointing the camera at me, I have to, like,
look away
in a stupid, like, way or something. Like, there's not one picture of me looking at the camera smiling at all.
I've noticed.
I don't think ever.
Yeah, I don't... Whoa. Wait, no, there is.
Is there?
Yes. The picture of you and your dad when you were a kid.
Oh, okay.
I saw it. And you were
since
normal.
Then.
You didn't have any tattoos, no nothing. You just
looked
like a totally young Mexican.
I was
Mexican.
Like 17.
You're so cute.
Thank you.
And you were smiling and looking at the camera and stuff. Now it's like, I can't look at you. Don't look at me. I gotta go
I know.
Over here.
Man, I used to have to beat girls off this cock. Now I can't even get one to take it at all. What has life turned into? Where's my Armatron at?
Why would you say that?
Where's my cockmatron at?
You think
damn
that's
it?
Funny? I just got
no.
back from how many
that's
days
sad.
Been gone?
Well,
you
no,
haven't given
saying,
me a chance to get on your cock yet. Shut up.
I'm just saying in general.
In general?
In general. In general specific.
Maybe if you, you know, you try a little harder.
No, that's the thing, though. I never had to. It just happen. You need to just make that shit happen. That's how it
well,
goes.
That's what happens when you fuck 17 and 18-year-olds, okay?
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah, now
we
you're
need
fucking
to go back
30.
To our roots. It's time to take
not,
back
you, you
to the
can't
roots.
Get away, you're not going to get
legally,
away with a 17-year-old for very
legally,
long.
Legally,
okay?
Can I go back to my roots?
No.
No.
That is illegal.
Well, the odds would be in my favor if you guys were on the jamhole.com/... what the fuck was it? Facebook? Twitter? I don't know. Everywhere I post random mobile pictures at. I took a picture of the front page of the Beacon this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who rules the fucking state?
Oh, my God.
Is that me? That's not me. I didn't get one of them pregnant.
You got
so.
Some illegitimate fucking
no,
children out
the
there?
No, that's the thing. That's crazy. Because that means more people than just me are just fucking, like, nuts.
Dude, that just
but they're doing
me
it
of,
wrong.
The guy from, what was that, the episode of Death Clock?
They're doing it wrong.
The blonde guitarist who, like, has
oh,
all
yeah,
these
yeah.
illegitimate fucking children. I just want to find my father. I'm going to move back to fucking...
back to Sweden.
Sweden.
Yes.
Yo,
das
I just
is
love
gut.
When he walks out of his mom getting fucking plowed.
Tag
like,
team.
He just starts playing guitar. It was so great.
So, holla at the Flathead Valley. They did a little piece here. This is the realities of teen parenting. The Flathead County.
Socks?
Yeah, right. The Flathead County teen pregnancy numbers among highest in the state. Go Flathead County. That's us. Kalispell. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. That is, go back to your teen demographic.
That is Kalispell, Chlamydia Falls,
the only thing
Big
about
Fork.
The teen demographic now is, yeah, they like to fuck and they like to put out and they'll suck your dick all night long. But guess what?
They're like,
you knock them up, they're like,
condoms.
I'm going to keep it. I don't care. You know, you don't even have to
abortion's
be involved.
Bad.
I'm going to keep it. Yeah, abortion's totally bad.
My parents
family
said
is
they'd
so
raise it.
Against that.
My parents
yeah.
are going to raise it for
oh, yeah.
me.
I'm going to keep this.
They're
I'm going to
so
name
excited.
It after you, too.
They're so excited to be grandparents.
Yeah, dude.
My
yeah,
35,
go fuck your 17-year-old.
My 35-year-old parents are so excited to be grandparents.
Right?
I'm like 12. This is my 4-year-old. Say hi. His name is Matt.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
When she learned... Now, this is the best part. Like, this is the immaculate conception.
Oh, my God.
When she learned she was pregnant, 17-year-old Lisa Dottery was just as surprised as everyone else.
17-year-old? She's a late bloomer. Jesus Christ, up here.
And, like, I read that one line, and I just think of the Virgin Mary. And it's like... She was just as surprised as everyone else. And
I
then
wasn't
she
having
gave,
sex at all.
Then she gave birth to the Christ child.
I don't have sex. What are you talking about?
Across,
I'm only 17.
A cross-country runner for Columbia Falls High School, Dottery had broken her ankle and was hobbling around on crutches.
Hey, Berger
she
says...
She thought she'd gained a little weight, but nothing to be concerned about.
Hey, you fat
you broke your ankle and that got you pregnant? I don't understand.
Fatty fat McFat pants.
How does that happen?
Berger
she
says,
broke her ankle and 3 weeks later she was pregnant. Like, what? There's, I want to know what happened in that.
So Berger says, what's worse, not getting blowjobs or the risk of knocking up a hot chick?
I would take the risk of not, because at least then you know you're getting fucked and you know it's a hot chick. And if you do happen to knock her up, that's a risk we can take. There are plenty of staircases all around the world. And, I mean... You're not getting a blowjob. Like, you're not. This is, you might knock her up, but either way, you're fucking a hot chick. So, yeah.
But she's going to refuse an abortion.
Then I'm going to kick her fucking down the stairs. You don't know me. I will not put up with that
see,
bullshit.
At least with me, yeah,
I
you'll
will
get
not
blowjobs
put up
here and there. And you know what? I would say, hey, I'm
there.
Pregnant. Want to videotape
here there,
this
like
abortion?
A fucking, like a treasure map. X marks the spot. You get one a year.
What? No way,
Ollie, Ollie oxen free. No, she, did she get painkillers and get all fucked up and then get knocked up?
Maybe.
Like, under the guise of bad judgment?
I got real fucked up and had a tumor.
A cross-country runner.
What?
I just love how they describe it. She thought she'd gained a little weight after breaking her ankle. Nothing to be concerned about. Then, a pregnancy test came back positive!
Like, well, you know, all that time on her back from breaking her ankle must have done something wrong.
Like, it leads me to believe from the information post that the doctor knocked her up while he was setting her ankle.
Maybe.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Quote, I didn't believe it since I didn't show. She's now a junior in high school. They thought I was 3-4 months along. I was fucking 7.
Dude, how do you not know for that long?
I've always been slim. I'm a cross-country runner, born and bred.
Now, you would think that if I got knocked up, I'm pretty thin, all right?
I'd be like, hey, stop eating ice cream and Hot Pockets.
But don't you think you would notice?
At the same time. Yeah, I noticed because you're eating ice cream with Hot Pockets. I'm like, what?
And pickles and jalapenos.
Ugh.
I don't understand.
Ugh.
But, dude, yeah, at like 4 or 5 months with somebody like me, a
try
smaller
seven?
Frame, flat stomach.
7?
You would notice.
7 months?
Dude.
Unless you were giving birth to like the micro machines or something.
Unless
like,
you're already fat.
Unless the baby's just already dead. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I had a pretty big tumor and I couldn't tell for a while.
As she relates the story in their living room, her 5-month-old son, Carson, a happy baby with curious eyes, again spits up on his dad, Nathan Dottery, 18. He's having a good time. Life over. Are they listeners of this show? I should have really... I figured their name was in the paper. Like, well, I don't know, right? I mean, but then again, like, how many
now
people read
the paper?
Now
it's broadcasted across the globe.
But,
thanks.
Okay. Yeah, but you guys can, like, go to flatheadbeacon.com and find this just as easily. I mean, whatever. The baby. So she says, like,
oh my god, I have like this baby doll.
Oh my god.
And it's so awesome. In that teen pregnancy class in school, I don't have to use one of the little plastic baby dolls. I have my own.
That's so cool. Everyone's so
really
jealous.
Poos. Oh my god.
They're so jealous.
My friends want to change him all the time.
I'm like, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Burger says, you don't really show until the last months of being prego. Yeah? Hey. Tell that to the girls at my office. You know what?
Oh, three weeks.
Kidding.
Can you see my boobs?
I'm just kidding. I thought.
Anyway,
I'm gonna just
leave that alone.
Leave that right there. I'm gonna dig a little hole and just set that right in there. Like lots of girls her age, Lisa says she watches shows on television showcasing teen pregnancy, such as. Are you ready? MTV's Teen Mom.
Oh, I hate that show.
The popular, always on point, 16 and Pregnant.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Dude, if I was at my uncle's house, I would catch that and watch it, dude, because it was so horrible.
But she doesn't think they tell the whole story.
Oh, really?
What is the part of the story that MTV isn't glamorizing?
Oh, you mean the 8 times she tried to commit suicide while breastfeeding?
Yeah, welcome to the wide world of postpartum depression. You know that feeling deep inside your gut that makes you want to eat your baby? Yeah, we have pills for that. It's fine.
Dude.
Carson was born 9 weeks premature, which led to a host of physical troubles and stress on his young parents. There's also financial pressure, which Nathan hopes to relieve by joining the army. After he graduates. Good life plan, buddy.
Go
good
team.
Life plan. I would fire your student counselor.
Yes, please.
Fire him.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, that so I like went to the mall, and in that little place in the mall with the Go Army sign and stuff, they gave me a t-shirt, and I really like it. So, you know, I want to give back to them.
He said that, like,
getting
all
shot in the head.
He said my baby's bills would be paid for forever, and I could even go to college. You know what he didn't tell you? You're not going to survive that, dude. And your baby is going to grow up without a dad and probably a mom.
Are you going to come back with some weird fucking disease? Like,
yeah. You're going to be a 22-year-old PTSD dad. Have fun with that. You wonder why every time the baby cries, you want to shoot it in the fucking head. That's called you're crazy.
Dude, one of my cousins had his Achilles tendon fucking cut over there, and he's still in rehabilitation for it, and it's been 3 years.
Now, Berger says it usually only happens to fat chicks. I personally know a fat chick that didn't know that she was prego until late in her prego.
But yeah,
it sounds like we're talking about spaghetti sauce.
But yeah, got his Achilles tendon cut. Fuck it, it's gonna be a 5-year recovery thing. And
do you
he's
remember?
Still in rehabilitation after 3 years. My other cousin that went in, he ended up getting some kind of disease that sits in your lymph nodes that you can't get rid of. He has it for the rest of his life, and it causes him problems all the time.
But if they were able to go to college, totally all paid for,
totally.
Right? Totally.
Totally.
Except that they don't tell you you can't have that money unless you go to college, and more specifically, one of their chosen colleges.
And if they don't tell you that when you're in there, you have a lot of money and you usually just want to get high all the time and you do that and go AWOL.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Nolly's in Dead says 3 years. What, does he have AIDS?
No, it's your Achilles tendon, dude. Funny. That's just fucked.
Oh,
like,
that's,
it was,
thank you
it
for,
was his whole fucking calf.
Do you
and
remember
his
in
tendon.
Child's Play?
Yeah.
In the second one, in the military school, where Chucky cuts his... that gave me the fucking heebie-fucking-jeebies,
No,
dude.
It wasn't just his tendon that got fucked up. It was the whole backside of his calf plus the tendon that got fucked up. I mean, it had total reconstructive surgery.
Yeah, like, that, you can't walk if that's not connected.
No. He dragged himself back to his fucking camp.
That's what you have to do, because you cannot walk. You can
He's
barely
also not
even
in the
hobble.
Army. He's in the Marines.
Oh, well, that's different.
He's
they can
a little
probably
hardcore.
Hop. Right.
Yeah, he's fucking hardcore,
like,
dude.
On the ground, crawling with your chin.
Dude, it was so cool. We actually had a video of him training his platoon and shit, and he's just like, and I'm like, dude, that's my... Hey, you're being a dick. I just wanted to be like, Dude, do you remember when I pushed you in that fucking lake because you were a dick? Yeah. I want to do that again right now.
You're still being that.
Right. It's just so funny when, like, you know that person and you know how dumb they can fucking be, but they're in charge of a whole fucking rank of people. You know, it's just like, ah.
Nolly's Undead says, Marine, a.k.a. Bullet Sponge. First
hey,
in, first.
Pretty good.
First in, last out. Is that
dude,
what it
he's,
is?
He's your age.
They're
he's
badasses,
30?
For sure. I wouldn't want to.
He's 29, 30 now, but he joined when he was 18. So yeah. He was in there for a long time.
Just like my ex stepbrother. What's that called when your mom marries a dude, but then they get divorced? Like his son
your
is
ex-stepbrother.
That ex stepbrother?
Oh, yeah.
He's in Afghanistan now, I think.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean,
he was all crazy
cool.
Gung-ho about it, though, too. Like, him and his dad are like, yeah, you're gonna, what are you going to do over there? I'm going to go over there, Dad. I'm like, what are you going to do?
We're going to
kill some fucking ragheads. He's like, that's my boy. Let's go drink some beer. Go drive our motorcycles. Yeah.
I'm not even 18
okay.
yet.
Cool. Hey, how's the economy doing? I don't know. All the able-bodied men are in Afghanistan getting killed.
Because they need money.
All according to plan.
Oh,
it's gonna be me and a bunch of fucking women left, and that's it.
How much do they offer you to go in the army?
Not
now?
A fucking enough. But when you're 17 and you get your girl knocked up, that seems like enough money. Plus,
like, I wonder if it's just like 60 some thousand a year.
I don't think
you know,
it's
like,
what they tell
little.
You. I don't think it's what is actually on the paper. I think it has more to do with what they tell you. Like they. They make it seem like it's
so
your only
desirable.
Choice, and if you don't do it, you're gonna miss out on all this great opportunity.
Right, right.
Like, they're, dude, that's their
I
job.
I thought about it for
they're
a while.
They're master spin doctors. Like, that's what they do.
I thought about it for a while, but not until it was almost too late. Like, you have to be, I think they stopped taking you after you're 24. And I went in there probably right around 23, and I found out that they offered a badass, you know, chef's program and stuff, and whatever. And I thought about it, and I was like, wait a minute. I'm going to have to fucking go to, like, boot camp training with all these, like, 18-year-old fucking chicks that are like, bruh.
All these
and don't
dykes.
Smoke and stuff. And I'm going to be back there like.
All these young, hot 18-year-old dykes. And here I am, just a lowly 24-year-old dyke. I can't get in. They'll never take me and my big hot tits.
I just didn't want to have to climb walls and shit. Not
I just didn't want to have to strap Kevlar on over these huge tits of mine.
Hey, that's a problem too. You know, can you imagine jumping a wall and fucking falling down on your tits on the wall?
Bouncing up like dude. Front flip style? Fuck yeah.
No, I did that on my
I'd
pool once.
I'd have the
once.
Most
fucking,
rock hardest tits ever.
I went to lean over the edge on my pool and I came down right on my tits. I cried for like an hour.
My tits do front flips. Burger says they feed you a line of shit. You still get a lot of money from the army. You get a lot of benefits after you get out. Oh, all the
if
benefits,
you get out.
Like all of the fucking homeless vets I see just wandering mindlessly around town, those benefits?
Oh, yeah,
that sounds like
great.
Fun. Sure.
Yeah, what you don't know is they kind of fucked up and they spent it all on heroin.
Oh.
Right.
I like to think some of that is the what you go through there, though. Like you try to when you come back, you try to reintegrate into a normal society, but some people just can't do it.
Right?
And I think those are the ones that kind of end up.
Look at my friend Josh.
Exactly.
He's a little flacked.
And he is, dude. He's completely over paranoid, and maybe what he's done, no one knows. But yeah. He's, you know, he is like that. Like,
he's a very good friend of mine, and I have nothing ill to say about the guy. I love him like a brother, but he is fucked in the head. I'm not kidding. And
everything is like a weird
conspiracy.
Joke to him. And like, oh, I can't tell you.
Right.
But
right.
Like random shit, though. Like everything is like that to him. And
see, and he was
weird.
Kind of weird and particular like that before he went in. But when
oh,
he got
man.
Dude.
I bet they love was, that. That's called a blank slate to
you know
them.
What he
they're
did?
Like, oh,
no.
We'll
he wasn't a blank
you into
slate.
A killer.
He was a fucking like neo-Nazi dude. Not like that, but was way into it. Had all these books about, you know, the Nazi shit and all that. Like, was it fucking
like,
going
hey,
around
Hitler
going,
wasn't all bad.
No, not saying that, like, he was going around saying, let's kill all the Jews. No, he was just, like, fucking way into that, you know? Like, had all these books on it.
Way
had
into
fucking,
killing all the Jews?
No,
into
I
what?
Mean, he had, like, all this, like, serious,
like, the
like memorabilia. Yeah, like, he was just way into it and studied all up on Hitler and, you know, fucking had all this shit. He
well,
got off of eBay
one
and bought
thing,
stuff
but
about it.
To
he was
like
just way
mimic,
into war.
When you mimic, yeah, that's...
That was the weird thing to me. He
it's hard to reintegrate someone that becomes such a part of war into a society that strives, for the most part, to be peaceful. And especially when things turn not so peaceful, because they instantly revert to this weird, it's not weird, but it's this different outlook of training that kicks in. Like, yeah, in a normal fight, like between me and another dude, like it's gonna be just this random fight. But like, if one of them get into something like that, like they go into training mode and they're like on the ground with knife in your mouth, you know, like right. It's hard to put them back into this piece. It's almost like prison. Like, you can't reintegrate those people back into society and be.
Well,
I mean, some of them
can. He's really good about it and everything,
and
he looks like your normal average everyday person, and gets along really well. But if you talk to him,
it's Division, dude.
It's like, whoa,
it's fucking Nikita
crazy,
and Division.
Man.
They
he's
all
really
look
cool.
normal.
I love him. I love talking to him just because, you know, we've known each other for a long time, so of course we get along just fine. I just put up with his random stupidness and be done with it. But, you know, it's just like anybody else, like you talking to him, oh, dude, you have to be like, oh, what the hell's your problem?
it's more just annoying than anything. It's like, if you're not going
to
talk, then
see,
why am I
to
talking
it.
To you? Like, what? I don't care. Why am I talking to you?
Yeah.
If I'm going to just tell you stuff and then you're going to be like, I can't say it. Like, well, then we're not even having a conversation. You can just go fuck yourself. So this guy, I don't know. And your girl's pregnant. You want to kind of, at that age, you want to make it look like you're doing the right thing to her parents, maybe. And so, what else can you do? Join the army.
No.
It's the most responsible thing. But think about who the parents of these kids are. That right side Republican, real conservative. Like, when you tell them you're going to join the army, they get hard-ons for that. They're like, oh my god, a military man. You know, like, that's their...
My son's gonna join the army.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird that's what we're making.
And you know what?
That's what we produce.
You ain't even signed up yet, and you ain't even gone over there yet, but I'm already planning your coming home party, and we're gonna call you the town's hero.
Shit.
Every time. You know,
right?
When they come back,
weird.
They're like, you're the hero. Thank you for serving our country and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You don't know if they did jack shit.
Most of them.
They fucking hid in a goddamn bunker and fucked fucking...
Raghead?
Hairy chicks.
Women? Is that...
I don't know.
Raggedy Ann? Is that what they call them?
I don't
know
what they call those.
I'll have to write him a letter and find out.
I have no
idea.
When you're
evilly gang raping the locals, what do you call them?
Oh, dude, Nolly says, boo-hoo, I had to bayonet a woman. Boo-hoo.
Oh, God, I shot a kid. Boo-hoo
do
me.
Do they still do bayonets? They don't do bayonets anymore.
Oh, I hope so.
No way. No, they don't.
So, she says, quote, most of the shows that I watch, they don't have troubles like this, you know, with money and whatnot. Like, okay. While the couple's story is their own, Lisa's hardly alone as a young woman becoming pregnant before her 20th birthday here in the Flathead. In 07, Flathead County experienced an increase in teen pregnancies, and it has continued to be one of the highest areas of teen pregnancy in Montana over the following years. By the way,
the only thing for people to do here are fucking get drunk.
By the way, May is National Teen Pregnancy Month, so
yay.
If you have a teen, make sure she's pregnant
it's
by
be a
May.
Bunch of conceptions.
Oh no, wait, no, Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month.
Oh,
so if your teen is pregnant in May, that's when abortions are half off, right? Right.
Right.
Okay.
There's only one place in town that does those anymore. So
Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month. That's because you want to prevent the pregnancy that she has.
Did you know
so
that
you
if you look
it.
Up in the phone book or if you call 411 for abortion clinics here, that there are two places that come up? Not only my doctor's office, but another one up by Famous Dave's and all that.
Yeah.
And it's owned by the church. A Christian church. It doesn't offer abortions. It says it does, and they lead you in to come in, and they fucking tell you that it's, you know, a
the
gift
devil.
Of God and blah blah blah. And they
it's
they
a gift
you.
Of God. Look at this little
our,
gift. Hey, when you get a gift, usually it doesn't cost you $50,000 for the first 5 years. I'm
one
just,
of our
that's not a gift. That's a robbery. Okay, a huge diff.
One of our very close friends. I'm not going to say who. But
yes,
one of our
are.
Very
Shut
close
up.
Friends had that personal experience and shared it with me. It was pretty funny. He was just pissed.
I bet.
He was like, this is not...
This is bullshit.
This is not what I wanted. I did not want to get a lecture on why I shouldn't fucking...
You know,
this.
I would love to have all that and then have it all recorded and then at the end be like, so... I'm not getting an abortion here? Like, still just totally...
Right?
So, you know, that would all be brutal.
So, I'm going to make an appointment with that other place real quick. Yeah,
if
you're
not
going to...
So, what you're saying is... So, statistically here, from 07 to 09, the most recent data available from the State Department of Public Health and Human Services saw Montana 4,883 teen pregnancies. Holla!
Dude, at that Christian place... You get their lecture and you're like, oh, you know, that's really nice. I really need to think about this and everything. But, you know, can I use your restroom? Go in there and just fucking do it yourself and leave it in the toilet and just leave.
Thank you.
Dude,
come
just,
again.
Just like with the hanger could, on the floor.
Could we like mock that up and have like weird chicken guts and nasty shit and then just like go in there and just be like, all gross.
Like,
and
I
shit.
Call you in, honey, I don't feel so good. Come in here. And all you hear is like,
why is she having contractions in her mouth? No, that's not her mouth, dude. That's her vagina.
Right.
It makes that sound, too. It's weird.
Oh, God. Ugh, dude, that would be so awesome.
Sleep.
Let's videotape that. That would be so beautiful.
Could you imagine?
I could.
The look on their face.
I could.
They would break the holy water
out. I just
out.
Walk out with bloody pants and shit. Like, I'll see you later.
And like
thanks.
This, the bottle of holy water, like sitting on the toilet, like all empty like it is. Oh, God.
And the fetus smoking like it's burning.
Like I gave birth to a vampire in the sunlight.
You threw holy water on it like
God,
shit.
That's terrible. Burger Dude. Says, you really need to buy that spy cam you always wanted. I know.
Yeah, hey, go buy that for us.
Inkgeek.com. We have
Christ
a wish list.
Sakes.
We have a wish list.
Could
there.
You imagine
you
what
it.
Kind of footage we could put out there
yeah.
with that?
I imagine it every time someone brings
watch,
up why we need that. I'm like, duh, I know.
You could watch us fake an abortion
that's
at a
on
Christian clinic. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Actually, though, if it's the one I'm thinking of, I don't think I can go in there.
Why?
Because
why?
Because in other parts of my life, I may already go in there and they may know who I am.
Oh.
Not related to this right here.
Oh.
This shit right here.
Oh, can we get another guy to pose as my boyfriend or something then?
We might have to. I bet Robbie
do
would
it.
Do it.
I do it.
Robbie.
I do it. I
can you imagine
the
Robbie
like,
in there?
Hold on. Just one more. Let me just get. Hang on.
I'm just thinking like Robbie in there just fucking selling it. Like he does.
He's so fucking like active about the shit.
I know.
Dude.
Robbie is a very proactive
He's got like
friend.
Blood on his hands. He comes out. I've got blood down my leg.
Like, hey, can you tie me up in the back? I'm already scrubbed for the OR.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah, I watched House and stayed in Holiday Inn Express. I'm about to get this baby out of here.
Pops the bathroom door open. Hey, you got a wire coat hanger I could borrow?
Oh, man. What, did you lock your keys in your car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I locked my keys in her.
In her car. That's terrible.
Oh, dude.
4,883 teen pregnancies from 07 to 09. That number is a slight decrease from the 04 to 06 period back when Matt was fucking in the prime
Woo.
At 4,890. But in Flathead County... The numbers are rising. From 04 to 06, 404 teens got pregnant. In the following three-year period, 481.
Someone out there is...
From 404 to 481.
Someone out there is doing a little bit more than just having fun.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. The state's average rate of teen pregnancy per 1,000 people is 48.8. Flathead County's teens are becoming pregnant at a rate... of 57.1 per 1,000 people.
Oh my God, Nolly says, I'm going to need a sponge, a whisk, and a kilo of Coke, people. Let's stop a baby.
Go.
Woo!
So awesome.
Oh my God.
And you know what, though? I don't think it is that there's nothing else to do here, because I've lived in smaller towns than this when I was working for Alamon.
Yeah, but can you... Okay, when you
and
are born and raised here, by the time you're fucking 13, like, God...
You've already fucked everybody by the
Gosh,
time you're 13.
There's nothing to do. Ugh, I can't get into the clubs because I'm not old enough. And,
there are, and then when you are
yet.
Old enough, there are no fucking clubs
right.
to get into. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay, if you're raised
Go
here,
fulf.
They really don't fucking... They just, you know, they've done all the stupid shit that you can have fun doing up here, and they're bored. So what do? They just get drunk and fuck their friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Take one down, pass it around. 4,873 fucking teen pregnancies
on the wall.
Yeah. All right, well, I got
I
it.
Will never be in that statistic. Thank you, Jesus. Not. I'm well out of my teens, but.
Well, you're a statistic, just not that one.
Hey.
Everyone's a statistic, honey.
I am not.
Really? Well, can I point out four
ahead.
Statistics right now that you're a part of?
Go ahead. Come on, no.
Delaware. We have a gentleman, a 71-year-old gentleman, in a cemetery. He was arrested exposing himself. 71 years old, in a cemetery. Maybe looking for his
wife?
Yeah. Okay.
I miss you.
Robert, she was probably like, you know what, Robert? I want you to promise me something. When I die, I want you to come to the cemetery, and I want you to just be naked with me one last time. And maybe that's what he was doing, and the cops just happened to roll up on him. Except for the fact that the cemetery is right next to a, how do you say it?
School?
A high school track,
yes,
where the girls' track team was practicing.
He wasn't looking for 71? His
wife. You know, I keep getting older, and the high school girls keep staying the same.
He was looking for that fucking teen pregnant statistic group.
Yeah.
He was looking for one of those. Hey, you been pregnant yet? No? Come here.
According to investigators, this is so awesome.
How do you do that?
Don't do that. Oh, fuck. Everyone in the chat, yawn. Okay. According to investigators, police received a call about a suspicious vehicle that was parked in the cemetery in the area of the St. Mark's High School track where the girls were practicing. As Delaware State Troopers approached the vehicle, they say they observed that a male, later identified as Robert, had his pants down around his ankles and was blank.
Masturbating.
Yay. Absolutely. He was furiously dick masturbating.
In
dick in hand.
I just love the image of an old man, like, bent over, like, kind of, just like...
saved his last Viagra for this little trip to the cemetery slash high school track.
Imagine, though, like, he's got horse blinders on, so he doesn't see the cops coming in. He's just bent over with his look, just like... and just going at it. And the cops are like, sir, put the penis down.
I'm just thinking, like, that's kind of handy that the cemetery happens to be by the high school, because who's going to... believe that you're being weird when you're like 70 going to the cemetery. Like, yeah, you probably have lots of friends here, but you're 71 going to the high school track meet, or not even track meet.
He was probably
it was just
out
the girls
there.
Practicing.
He was probably out there, you know, paying respects to his wife type of thing. And then he was
and
like, oh,
saw
man,
it.
You know
I don't
what?
Think so.
Me and my wife had some good times. Man, I miss that shit we used to do. Blah, blah, blah. And here comes some fucking teenagers just trotting along. Hey, you know, that looks good.
That looks good right here on my wife's grave, just jerking off to some high school girls. All
there
right.
You go.
Police say the man noticed the trooper, tried to flee in his car after a short chase. Can you imagine a fucking chase with the 71-year-old driver? Like, I don't even like you guys driving to fucking Sykes to get your prescriptions, let alone a fucking car chase.
Especially fuck, back after you get your prescriptions.
Indecent exposure, reckless driving, resisting arrest.
Wow.
So
that's gonna be you. Just saying.
Police said there's no indication at this point that any members of the St. Mark's High School girls track team saw him in the cemetery. A jerkin' it. A jerkin' it.
Oh, dude.
Ew.
Just, no. Don't do that.
One of these comments, I'm sorry, he says, Tramkey, this guy should be commended rather than arrested. How ridiculous. America is so uptight, even now in the 21st century, about sex. Well, I mean, I'm all about, like...
Why should he be commended
crazy
for jerking off at underage girls
that's
running
what's
on a track?
Weird. Like, are we uptight because a 71-year-old was...
jerking at
now,
some 14-year-olds?
If it was... well, I don't know. It didn't really say age.
Like 16. It said high school, so...
High school, yeah.
15
so
to 18.
Yeah.
Or unless you're like
so if
me,
it was like
19,
a
20,
what if it was a
21 in high school?
What if it was a 22-year-old doing that? Is that okay then?
It's still not okay, but it's less.
What
of,
if I drive by the track and I just like, is that okay?
No.
Okay. For you personally or
both?
Morally.
Okay. More for me personally.
Sure. Jealousy. We talked about that on Wednesday too.
Really? You
or
mean
Monday?
Why do you
sorry
keep? What the fuck? Do
I
look like
I missed
Robbie
a couple days.
Do you need cock? Is
I
that
missed
what
a couple
is
days.
I knew it, dude. You're just like, man, you know, Robbie, cock, wow. You and Burger.
All right.
All up on Robbie Cock.
Portland, Oregon. Last story here for the evening, probably. This is so amazing. So, you know how, like, we have bars around here and they flyer and there's, like, pictures of hot chicks on the flyer?
Yes, everywhere you go. And when you go to those stupid fucking parties, the hot chick's never there.
Okay, now, does that ever get taken as a reason to, like, just freak the fuck out on the bar? And, like, just wreck
well,
shit?
Well, okay, you remember, I think we went to one time. It was, like, sexiest lingerie party or some crap like that over in Whitefish.
Okay.
Okay, and there was a poster on the wall of, like, a really hot chick and some sexy lingerie mm-hmm. stuff. And it said, like, top prize winner, blah, blah, blah. But the only people we saw there were either fat.
Right.
Had children and had the fucking, like, wrinkly gut thing going
Burger
on.
Burger says, dude, I bet Robbie has a huge cock.
I knew it, dude. You're gay. Okay, I'm done.
Whoa.
Anyway, I love you.
You
beautiful
have to
blue eyes.
You have to
but
listen.
You're gay as gay.
You have to listen to the beginning of this episode. We had a discussion when you weren't in the chat.
We decided you're queer as a football bat.
She
thanks.
Did. She
I did.
Decided.
I love you,
I
Burger.
Had your back, Burger.
No, you did not.
Not like
you
that.
Had Robbie's cock.
No.
Thanks.
No.
Yeah.
I had the
you
Armatron.
And Burger. Just go be gay together. Anyway, nah, fucking all we saw there were fat chicks, you know, stretched out guts
yeah.
and whatever. And
so
you
that's
know,
false
might have
advertising,
been, like, one
right?
One or two good-looking girls that had just turned fucking 18
that just got paid to be there.
Yeah,
is that false advertising?
I don't think so. They're just trying to show what. I think when they put
what
that on the posters,
I envision
they make the,
as the party.
No, well, yeah. I think they do that to make girls look at the poster and say, "I can look better than that." You know what I mean? Like because girls are really envious about other girls and the way they look.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when a chick that thinks she's fucking hot sees this hot chick on there and she's like, "You know, I can win that.
Okay, that
I
makes
could do
sense.
That. You know that?"
Well,
I
this guy that. He went, he went to a bar. He became very disgruntled due to a lack of women at the party. This is at Red Horse Bar. This is in Saginaw. He attacked the tour bus for the Girls Gone Wild tour. According to the cops, he tore the side mirrors off the pink tour bus, decorated with huge images of scantily clad women on the side while it was parked mm-hmm. outside the bar. He said he became pissed because the flyer said there would be barely dressed women at the party, and there apparently was not. A co-owner of the bar told the newspaper the event was a, quote, shim sham, and no women from Girls Gone Wild entered the bar, despite patrons paying a $10 cover charge.
Oh, well, that's gay. That's really
so,
false advertisement. Did they advertise the fact
this
that
was
Girls
a,
Gone Wild girls are going to be there?
A shim sham? Is that a... That's the co-owner of the bar saying that. What's a shim sham? We lied to you?
Yeah,
why was
like
the,
a shady deal.
Why was the tour bus parked outside, though?
I don't know.
So you just... Oh, do you think they rented out a random bus and put pictures of hot chicks on it and said that?
They probably knew that the Girls Gone Wild tour bus was going to be somewhere close by.
No, it was
there. And
they figured
that they were going to do that. Well, then why weren't the Girls Gone Wild girls in there?
That's what I'm asking. Like,
wait a minute. Girls Gone Wild doesn't bring girls. Sorry. Just remember that.
So, dude,
they
it's just
the girls to come.
It's just the dude in the pink bus, like, waiting, and then he collects the girls.
Yeah, well, I was at a Girls Gone Wild thing, not on video or anything, but there was a Girls Gone Wild thing hosted.
I think if we go through all, every single Girls Gone Wild, there may be a picture of Danny, and they're going, "Yeah, art school hard! Woo! Look at my tits! Look at my artsy tits! Oh, I'm so drunk! Where's the cocaine? Oh, honey, I'm gonna fuck you tonight."
No.
That's you at art school.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
No, I happen to work for one of the people that owned the establishment that Girls Gone Wild was going to be held at.
Ah.
And I was running the catering shit. So, thanks. I'm not running around in a wet white t-shirt. I'm running around in a fucking tank top and shorts serving fucking wings.
That's Hooters.
Not Hooters.
Right.
But it was a tank top and shorts.
Then Ollie says he was pissed the barely dressed women were only his mom and sister.
I mean, you might see me on it, just I'm not getting wild.
That's funny. I love how I want to see what the other owner of the bar said, if this guy was co-owner. He's like, dude, you can't tell the paper that we were doing, that the event was a sham, a shim sham. Is that
well,
like
maybe
a skin
they
scam?
They were told that the Girls Gone Wild crew was going to be there, and they had advertised previously to, you know, around that area for girls to come in, and it flopped. Okay, so the establishment owners may not have known that it was going to flop. They expected the Girls Gone Wild crew. They expected fucking wet t-shirt contest and a guy with a camera running around going, can I see you lick her thing? You know, like that shit.
Okay, now kiss her.
Now touch her.
That's pretty awesome.
Bang Bus was more fun.
Yeah. Bang Bus did
Bang
not
Bus was
fuck
awesome.
Around.
Dude, not at all. No one ever fucked with the cameraman or the driver. That really always pissed me off.
What?
That nobody did anything with the driver or, like, the camera guy.
They were probably, like, married. They probably had bitch-ass fucking girlfriends at home like you being like, oh, you better fucking nah, you'll be finding a new job. Eh.
Well,
yeah, that's probably why.
Dude, you think I'd let you go do Bang Bus? Are you kidding me?
You think you would have a fucking choice?
Yeah, I do. Oh, my God. You're fired. You're never going to Bang Bus.
Oh, wow. I totally thought that was on silent.
Yeah, no. I haven't been here for a while, but my phone's on silent. What the fuck's your excuse? Been on Bang Bus?
So I'm waiting for an important call.
Oh, God, anyway.
Yeah. Burger says the problem was Danny did show her tits, and Holly says, now perform 69 and sign this release.
Right.
So awesome.
God.
All right, before we get out of here, Pakistan. You know where that is? Middle East, shithole,
yeah,
whatever.
Sure.
They're being very progressive now. They have actually allowed transsexuals to have their own gender category.
Tranny? Like,
other?
Do you check tranny?
I was going to say it was other, like
we have
here.
Well, that's on our fucking paperwork here. So is that...
So why wouldn't it be the... Does that mean you're not going
to,
like, murder them for being all
so
weird?
So when
and...
you go for a new job and you fill out the application, it says sex, and there's male, female, and tranny, or other, and you check tranny...
They kill you right then and there.
Right? You're like...
There's
like
no gays, and there's no transies.
Right? Like... They gave you that fucking section of, you know, whatever to check off just so they can fucking weed you out.
Yeah, Nolly says they're allowing it so they know who to stone. My thoughts exactly.
That's what I was, yeah.
All right. And then before we wrap this up, Arnold Schwarzenegger, rumored to be returning to Terminator.
Oh, God.
Huh?
He'll be back.
The new film, loosely dubbed Terminator 5, is being shot to studios.
Christ.
There is no script or screenwriter, but a person close to what Hollywood terms a film package who asked not to be identified because it's really just... It's probably a company that Arnold opened, and he's like, so we don't have a script or a studio or a screenwriter, but hey, we have me. Check it out. I'll be back. Huh? Still got it.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Have you seen this boy?
What do you have then? You have a name, Terminator 5, and Arnold.
Just retire, dude.
No
You're
script.
You're the governor
no
of California. It's all right. You can chillax now.
That's cool.
Scream 4 is in theaters?
Huh?
Scream 4 is in theaters? Ugh. Yeah.
At what point do those just go straight to video?
After the first one?
After the quadrilogy? Well, no, because Saw's made it a bunch. 6. I'm just thinking, like, I wasn't old enough when the Friday the 13th all came out. Like, did those, each and every one of those go to theater? Or did they stop after a while?
I don't know.
I was young when those came out.
I wouldn't assume
out,
that
so.
Scream 4 would make it to theaters, for fuck's sakes.
That's
know,
weird.
Really?
But
like
that
the first
was,
one,
you got
the
figure,
second
though,
one was all right.
That
but.
Franchise had a lot of big names part of it that all had a lot of money, so they could have just put it. And I don't know.
I don't
they
even
were,
remember Scream very much. I just
or
remember
no, wait,
Scary
I'm
Movie.
I'm thinking Scary Movie.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Scream. What's the...
Oh,
what
really?
What Scary Movie
Didn't
is making
three
fun
go
of?
Straight to video?
Don't you remember with
yeah,
Sydney
yeah.
and shit? And,
yeah, that's all I can think of is that.
Scary Movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nolly says they all went to theater. So yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's been a long
That's
time,
weird.
Though, since Scream 3, so...
Yeah.
Sydney.
Like, I like the Terminator movies. I just don't know, like, 5? I mean, didn't we end it in the last one? Salvation? With... What was his name? Bateman?
I have no idea.
Bailey? The dude from American Psycho?
I don't know.
Christian, what the fuck is his name? Bale. Did you get all Christian right, Bale. Right. Thank you. Okay, good. Anyway. Nolly says, cost about $5 million to make, grossed about $590 each. 50 each, not 90. Okay, thank you. Anyway. That's
a show.
A show.
That is a show.
Arnold is back.
Hey,
I can't even imagine that. From movie star, from bodybuilder, to movie star, American Dream, to governor of fucking California, right?
To
West
movie
Side.
Star.
Back to Terminator again. Amazing.
Hey.
What a life this man has led. This is the American Dream right there.
Okay, yeah.
That's so awesome. And
cut.
And
cut.
Send
out to the press, man.
Fucking fantastic.
TheJamel.com/forums.
Check it out. We are having parties this summer, like we mentioned. July will be in Milwaukee, and then August we'll be back here for our third annual, so check it out. There's an event for our third annual on Facebook.com/TheJamel Podcast. There's like wall info, photos, events. Click that. You'll see the event there. It's also in the show notes. All the show notes are caught up.
Yay.
Until about right now when
High
we
five.
Post this. Been trying to keep on that. Got another song. Got it done. Got it sent over
good
to
job,
FG.
Sir.
Horror. It's going to be good.
Horror.
Writing the zombie apocalypse song. We're going to have a zombie
Dude,
track.
I love it. Can Dude. I make some awesome girl zombie noises in the background?
Dude, me and my brother were talking about making a music video for that because I played him that beat. And
give me
he
an airbrush
instantly
kit.
Thought,
I will make you some zombies.
He thought of Thriller right away. And I was like,
yeah.
Dude, I want constant shots of me like rapping while you're there like cutting the fucking robot,
dude, the robot
in full zombie. He's like, dude, all we need
is
a fucking camera and zombie makeup. I'm like, dude.
Give me an airbrush kit. It's
I'm like halfway
shit.
Done writing it. So
dude, I will make your brother into a zombie.
And he will cut the... oh, God.
Dude, let me
He's
do
so
it. Let me
that.
Paint
Can
your
you
brother.
Imagine?
I will make your brother so ugly, it's not even
God.
Funny.
Can you imagine?
And your brother's so clean cut and pretty looking.
And
I just want
to go through all these random like places, and I'm just like rapping
yeah,
the song,
so
and he's
cool.
like just cutting these random, and then like I'll stop and look at him, and he'll just be like... and I'll have him on a leash like my brother's zombie, you know, that kind of thing.
Like
at the end of
Shaun
of the
Dead.
Yeah. I'll just have the leash, and then like I'll be rapping, and I'll pull the leash and he'll like start dancing again. Oh man, it'd be so amazing.
Dude,
so amazing. Gotta do that. So this album, I've got so much money into it, but it's gonna cost a bit more. So if anyone wants to help with that, that'd be awesome. Otherwise, if you guys can cover the cost of this, we can just fucking give it away and not have to sell it. But if I have to make money back, I hate doing that. Fucking hate it.
You've got a lot of money into it.
I know.
I would suggest making money back.
Not even using any of those beats that I made payments on for so long. That's going to be a whole nother album.
I know.
We're like halfway done with that, me and you.
Yeah. Good job.
I had to put it to the side, though, to get this like done because
well,
he wants to finish
to come
it.
Out, so.
Yeah. And he wants to finish it before we go meet up in July.
And that's totally cool.
And that's like in a couple months.
Yeah. Fuck. You're doing good, though. You're pumping them out.
Halfway
so.
There. I know. Quantity, not quality, right? Did I mention? I didn't tell you, but I won Best Easter Poem.
Oh, yeah.
The open mic.
I am.
It's Best Valentine's Poem, Best Easter Poem. This guy right here.
Did you talk about your colored eggs?
Yo, you need a holiday. I actually read the poem on the Monday show, so if you want, go back to listen to that. You should hear Robbie intro me while I was doing show notes. I was like, man, I don't catch a lot of the stuff that's said during the show because I'm thinking of the next, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. And so when I listen back, I hear all this, like, shit. And I hear Robbie go, so... just think, like, that was the worst poem ever, and he won. Like, just think of if it was a good poem. I was like, wow, Robbie, all right.
Thanks, dick.
That's cool. No, good time. But, yeah, you can check out the footage, thejamel.com/poetryvids of that shit, and I'll get that stuff up. But, yeah, I won. That's weird.
Yay.
I don't even like writing
that
kind of
shit. Good job.
I don't like writing that kind of shit.
Was it happy and sappy?
No, it was just weird and rhymy and...
About a bunny.
Pretty. About eggs. About a hair suit.
All right. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to get into that. Thanks.
Email info at thejaml.com, thejaml.com. That's our site. /donate helps pay some of these bills and donate to the cause if you want.
Woo!
/404 That was our last year live show. /250 That was our first live show. If you want to see what to expect this year, expect both of those put together to the power of 8, I'm going to say.
Okay.
This year, we're rolling multiple power of 8.
And if you don't want to be disappointed, cut that in half.
Right.
Right.
Just go with the prime number.
So that way, 5. When there is like 6 or 8, you'll be totally surprised.
You're like, yeah, we're going to have the Girls Gone Wild bus parked outside. The fucking mirror still busted off from our trip to Saginaw.
Oh, my God, dude.
That guy was an asshole. Yeah, we got YouTube. There's tons of fucking videos there. There's like rap performances. There's poetry performances. There's emo poetry. There's our trips, our random dumb videos from around the house. We made a lot of fucking footage and content for free, so enjoy it. thejaml.com/music. There's a free hip-hop album me and Lyrical made, and yeah, that'll tide you over till this new one. Follow my Twitter, follow her Twitter, join the Facebook page, like that shit, pass to all your friends, and help us grow this show. We appreciate it.
Yay.
It's all word of mouth. We don't really spend any money in advertising at all.
Nope.
So And spamming other podcasts.
Right.
Which it may be time to start doing again. I don't know. There's some other shows out there that are pretty popular that I've never even listened to that may be time to...
Start spamming?
Say hi.
Start hitting them up.
To make friends with, if you know what I mean.
Start attacking them, sitting here in the living room. Just.
I'm thinking it's going to turn into like a World War II situation where you have these countries just signing treaties and shit.
No. It's going to be like, wow.
We'll have a treat. Oh, guilds.
Yes.
We're not treatsies.
Yes.
These are guilds.
Yes.
So we'll, like, go and get, like, in a guild, and then we'll attack.
Where are you from? I'm from Jamholia.
Do you want to go on a mission with me? Oh, good times.
I'm a Mexi-fuck from Jamholia.
No hotbox last night. Sorry about that. I don't know if we're even doing one Saturday. Hopefully. Sandy's dealing with some stuff right now. So
yeah.
I'll keep you guys posted on that. And, yeah, until then, we'll see you Friday for episode 488.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam.